Hello and welcome back to Bourbon Barrel Talk. I'm your host, Scott Minton. Today we're shining a spotlight on a local gym, Dynasty Epoxy. They are Kentuckiana's leading epoxy flooring specialist. They transform any of your spaces into stunning masterpieces. Whether it's your garage, basement, or any other living space, they've got you covered. They've been perfecting their craft for over a decade, and with more than 30 years of combined experience on their team, with twin owners Seth and Phil, not only will you receive exceptional service, but you will also receive double the quality. For your free on-site quote, call 502-264-8808. Dynasty Epoxy. Skip the headache. Call the best. And we're back in the Brock Bourbon Bar, and we are finishing out round one of the Tournament of 32 Whiskeys, the NIT of Bourbon. And these are all barrel strength, or what we would call higher proof,
102 to
single barrel esque type levels of heat.
102 to 136.
102 to 136.
Was it 130? No, it's 132.
Okay, 132.
Okay, yes. So 102 to 132.
So like Rocky Balboa getting ready to take on Apollo Creed, baby.
You ain't lying, man. So we got a little bit going on. We've got a lot of different things in this bracket. Does anybody know what's in this bracket right off the bat? I know we got like JD barrel strength.
You have Yellowstone
single pick.
You have Knob Creek 120.
Disco.
You have Disco. You have
Wild
Rare
Turkey,
Breed.
Rare Breed. Yep.
Knob Creek 120.
And OGD 114.
OGD 114.
I think there's one more.
We'll get it out. We'll figure it out. Let's sip away. Number one here. Let's go in, dive deep.
You know it's going to be good because the noses are both fantastic.
It's sweet, right off the bat. A little bit pepper to me.
Yeah, one's got a great nose. Two's a little bit more of a florally green, filled greeny. All right, get my sip.
Oh, I love that pepper on that first one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that is so good.
Just the right amount, which I have a feeling I know which one this might be.
Oh, yeah, there it is. It just explodes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
There's two I can
think of. But this is my favorite category of bourbon whiskey.
This would be my
this
baby.
This is where we live.
Oh, the other one is...
It's definitely where we play more.
Chattanooga.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
The Chattanooga 111.
Oh, Chattanooga 111.
The malty?
Yeah.
See, I'm getting more malt on the second one.
Because I guarantee... Oh, I know exactly which one that is.
It takes a minute, and then it hits.
Yeah. Yeah, no. That is the Chattanooga.
You think so?
Oh, 100%.
You want to put a dollar down on it?
If I had a dollar, I would.
You don't have a dollar. I think I'll have.
Okay. I know, and I'm afraid he's right.
I gave my cash at church, so
that's all good.
I'm about to say, irregardless, right now it's going to be based on palate. It's like you have kind of like that peppery white pepper, black pepper, you know, kind of taste finish in your mouth versus the kind of like lingering post maltiness that you get,
which
from that
is
second
wonderful
one.
On this one. It's not over malted.
That's what she said. Finish in your mouth.
The malt's got a little more sweetness to it.
I think the floral overpowers sweetness on.
I agree with that. I think there's a bit. It much
is still
floral.
Sweet,
yeah,
but you know.
Oh yeah, there is floral. I mean, you can almost do a little earthy tone but that is also the malt in that one.
All right, I'm locked in.
I am too.
I like them both for different reasons.
I know. This is why I'm going to go back.
I think both of them are fantastic, but one I enjoy better than the other.
I feel
that's
like
just
this
my opinion.
Category, we're going to be a lot of, we like them both for different reasons.
I think the tiebreaker is going to be very much crucial in this one.
I'm ready.
All right, go ahead. You go, Johnny Tsunami, you're first.
I'm going to start off strong.
A1.
Doesn't matter then.
Doesn't matter.
A2 is wonderful.
Yes.
For its own purpose, but I like a little bit more of the spice at the...
A1 is the winner,
A1 is the winner. What do we got, Jared?
You better say Wild Turkey. Okay.
One really? Really? Yep.
Versus...
Oh.
Discovery.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
So I was two, which, it like I said, it does not matter, but it's because of that, like... Really, really nice creaminess, and it's got some really, really nice malt on the backside. I just really enjoyed those pieces.
I could have swore that with my Chattanooga, but
I about to say, if there's one thing that we differ here on that, Scott, is that I do enjoy kind of like that peppery heat. I've always enjoyed kind of heat.
As long as it's not overpowering.
Yes.
Listen, like I said, I said I loved one. Like, I think it's great, but there's something about two that I was just like, there's just such a sweet subtleness about it that it just kind of like melts through and kind of runs through.
Going back to two... I can totally see what you're saying. Yeah, mix them up. Mix them up and mixy.
I don't know that mixed is really that.
Oh, I enjoy it.
You get a lot more.
Now that
malt,
being said, I didn't
a little
have
bit of pepper.
I didn't have 50-50. I was more like 60-40 or 70-30.
See, I could have swore that was, at least it was one of them, the ones I drink a decent amount.
Wow. Wow.
The man host, down, man down.
Host with the most is getting a little aggressive.
Yeah, I did.
Were you looking at the numbers? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gets and excited
I,
over numbers.
I was trying to look at the numbers, and I was trying to move the used one over.
So did you dump one of the new ones?
Yes.
Hmm. Well, I moved on to nosing both of these suckers, and they are fantastic. Again, it's going to be the same problem, though. They're both different. They've got good characteristics and qualities.
A4 is a lot more sweetness on those.
Yeah.
A3 actually doesn't have much of a nose.
A3 doesn't have a whole lot of nose. You're right.
I mean, you look at the...
But, what nose 3 has is super sweet.
Yeah. It's sweet.
It reminds me of a port finish, even though I don't know if it is.
Yeah, I could
got something like that.
I don't know that I would pick it up as port, but yeah, I get what you're saying.
Look at the color difference on these two. Yeah. One is definitely darker.
Yeah, A4 has darker. More of like almost a, it's a hearty, like almost yeasty nose to it.
I don't care for the nose on 4. It kind of smells like a diaper.
You what?
It's like got this like diaper smell.
Just stop there, please.
Not that I know what like smelling diapers is, because I'm not a fucking weirdo, but
like is it
much peanut gallery is looking at you like
much prefer the nose on 3.
Talking about the plastic diaper, like the, yes. the coating?
Yes. It's off-putting. I don't know what about it is. It's off-putting.
I have a feeling I might know what number 3 is, but I don't. Not 100% sure.
Oh man, I could drink that all day, son.
Oh, I think we have.
That is jammy as shit.
You talking about A3?
Yeah.
A3 is good. A4 is delicious too, though.
Oh god, A4.
It's got some nice spice.
Oh, and it lingers. Yep. It's back spice. Oh yeah. It stays
palate. It's got a beautiful bite on the front though.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
A little bit of pepper, a little bit of baking spice.
Oh my goodness, yes.
It lingers. Yeah, I mean, I'm, you know, talking about 5, 6, 10 seconds into this, and I still kind of, the mouthfeel of it is delicious.
It doesn't go away, but it's not a bad thing.
No. Now, I don't know what you guys are getting on A4, but I'm getting just kind of like a little bit of nuttiness on it.
I'm still liking the nose on A3.
Oh, yeah. A3, I'm not going to say nose is good, but right now, yeah.
But A3 is so floral up front, and I have a feeling... And people, I'm going to have a feeling a lot on this, so let's just go with it.
I'm getting like a raspberry jam off number 3.
So 3, yeah. I mean, to me, 3 is just
it's a fruit bomb.
I'm getting fruit. Like I'm getting tons fruit, and tons and tons of fruit.
I'm getting
the nose.
A little floral on the taste.
On the taste, yeah, I would agree a little bit more. But the nose is just—it's a fruit bomb.
2, I'm getting kind of like a graham nut. Little flavor on it.
Yeah.
But the thing is it lingers so long versus A3.
A3 lingers, but not nearly as long.
No,
but
not
it's
as
a,
long.
Both of them are great lingers.
Yes.
I'm getting
yes.
more of like that cornmeal grain coming through on 4.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I think 3 you could probably drink a lot more than 4 throughout. Like, if you're going to just keep drinking on something. To me, 3 is the...
A3, you can just... Hard. It's crushable.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's absolutely like something you could just smash, run for days.
Yep.
A4 has a little bit more spice, a nicer hug. It's got some great sweetness, some baking spice. I mean, these are both great pours. Like,
yes,
just plain and simple, great pours. Do we have an answer?
A3. Well, hold on here.
Okay, A3, well, Carl.
Well, okay.
Sorry.
Well, it's okay.
I'm waiting for the tiebreaker to make sure she's locked in. All right.
A3 for Carl.
A4.
A4?
A4.
Oh, my God. I could literally flip a coin. I went back and forth in my head 3 different times between A3 and A4.
No, I know where you're coming from on that.
The thing is, today's a mood thing, and I'm really into that sweet subtleness. I'm going to go A3, so we're going to a tiebreaker.
A4 it is.
A4. All right.
Boom.
What we got A4, Jared?
I'm guessing Yellowstone just lost.
I don't think so.
No.
A4 won. Jack Daniels.
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Oh, Chattanooga.
Yeah. There was something about that A3 just so sweet, so subtle.
I mean,
I could taste the heat in this. I kind of knew it was Jack Daniels, but I couldn't remember what it was up against.
But either one could be a drink all day.
To me,
scenario.
3 would be the more drinkable one all day than four.
No, as I said,
I don't want spice all day.
Both of these are all
very good.
But the thing is that you want something that would, I guess I'm in the mood of, I'd like want something that would hug and then kind of stay with you. Not kind of like, especially with a barrel proof. You want those to kind of like stick to the bone.
I just mixed them up just to see what happened.
Hey, we're missing some glasses here. Never mind. John found them.
Here, that's the two mixed.
I would like to actually try that.
It's actually not as good as I was hoping.
Not like the others.
Like the rye.
Not like the rye.
Jack Daniels is doing very well this first round.
JD, man, listen, I tell people all the time, JD, you know, you do realize it is the number one selling whiskey in the country.
I think that's the case. It has the reputation for being that well mixer. Because it's at every single bar you go to.
Well, that's the Black Label.
It is.
What we're doing is more of
that's
the
old number seven, dude. That's not what we're drinking.
I know.
I think all the more modern iterations.
The name recognition of Jack Daniels is associated with that bottle more prevalently than it is with
100%. I'm not disagreeing with that.
All right.
The first one's way sweeter.
The first one's super sweet, but the nose is super subtle.
Round three.
There's a malty funk to the nose on that number first four. One, too.
Number four is one you can make love to on that nose.
This is your peanut gallery saying, what's up?
What up, Jared?
One's definitely more floral. Four's, it's there. It's a little more subtle.
Oh, it's subtle, but it's so
they're both
like,
subtle.
It's like, it's got like caramel. It's got a little bit of leather. It's got some really, really nice undertones. There's some sweet tobacco. Like the nose on four is just, well, the second one, which is six, is just crazy.
Oh, yeah. I agree with you on that.
Whereas I feel like A5, which is the first one, is just a lot of spice up front.
So I've started backwards on this one.
I'm going to do the same thing only because of the spice.
Yeah. I'm not trying to influence anybody, but there seems to be a lot of malt on six or earthiness, something to that effect. I could be wrong, though, but it's got us, and it lingers. It's on the mid to back and just stays there.
I'm almost getting like a potpourri off of the second one.
Oh, so you went reverse order too?
Yeah.
I mean,
it reminds me almost like a rye whiskey.
Yeah, very much so.
I see where you're coming from, the potpourri. I just tried A6. Yeah. There's just like a myriad of different things happening with
A6. I love it when Nick throws out a $7 word. A myriad.
Myriad.
Gotta rip off that calendar, see what the word of the day is.
But when you go to A5, A5's just more earthiness than...
Yeah.
It's got a little bit of spice, but more earthiness.
I feel like A5
has... A little sweetness.
A5, it just, oddly enough, there's just not a lot there.
No.
It has
in comparison between the two.
It has bit of a front and a mid, and then just dies.
See, I just think it's just a little bit of subtle sweetness, but there's not a whole lot there, period.
I don't think this is going to be a hard one to choose from, at least for me, because one I'm liking a lot more than the other.
I think I know what A6 is.
I stopped guessing. I have failed every time.
Well, I get to where there's only like four bottles left, and it could be one of four. So
that's when John.
I know
the last two. I know exactly what one
I know
of these
what those
are.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, you have Yellowstone and Rare Breed. I know that, and Knob Creek. I don't know what the fourth one is off the top of my head.
I've got a vote.
The last one's 1920
already.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I've got a vote for mine.
The worst part is I like both for different reasons. Yeah. I freaking hate this.
But I like one a little bit a lot more for me.
But are you, I'd be interested to hear it back, hear the playback and see, because you've said that on multiple bottles and I want to see.
So it's been sweet or spice.
Yeah.
Like, because I love a spicy bourbon. I love a spicy whiskey.
As long as it's done right.
As long as it's done right, right? And in both these cases, or in most of the cases, today especially, as we've drank through in the last couple of rounds, we've had a lot of really, really good spice-forward bourbons, whiskeys, ryes, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the second one has just been so subtle, and like there's like sweet and like got different things going on, like the malt's coming through or the malted barley's coming through, and it's just giving you just a little bit more depth of flavor. From a complexity standpoint. So like it, and today I'm in one of those moods where the complexity and the sweetness just kind of seems to be where my palate lies today. Whereas on any other night, who knows where it would be, right?
See, this was the great thing about randomizing them, because you honestly don't know who they're going against at this point, because most of us don't remember unless you do.
It does make me wonder, though, like how different it would be if we did stack bottle against bottle versus the randomizer, you know? Like, would that create...
I think it would create
different opportunities, yeah. Or would it make in a way make
I think
it harder?
It would.
The problem would be if you come up against ryes versus bourbons or whiskeys versus bourbons, it'd be a little bit tougher. I mean, you know, you would be able to tell a distinct difference between something that might be like 115 versus like 85 or 86.
Which the round of 16, you have no. The round of 8, you have barrel proof versus rye. All
right, somebody's got to pick a winner here. Who's going first?
I'm
going
to go first. Go. And I'm going to go A5.
A5.
Mm-hmm.
This was incredibly difficult, but I'm going to say A5.
A6.
I think I'm A5. I just want that sweet subtleness. I'm just really, really enjoying it. A5. Yep.
Okay.
Yellowstone.
Oh, woo!
So what did Yellowstone go up against? Did it go against 1920?
Yellowstone.
No. Rare Breed.
That would be why.
Shit.
Yeah, I kind of had a funny feeling we were knocking Rare Breed out. I kind of had a funny feeling about that. But that just goes to show you, we picked a fantastic Yellowstone pick.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, like
that was a tough one.
Yeah.
But it was just
that
like,
is crushable.
I love my Rare Breed, so that's probably why.
Yeah. That's probably why you stuck with it. You're right. Yeah. And like I said, there's no fault in any of the stuff we just drank.
Oh, no, absolutely not. I mean, it was delicious.
I can tell you one thing. None of this is going down the drain.
All right. Last roundup of delicious, higher proofed whiskeys.
Man, how were Yellowstone's pick? Damn, we did a killer job, fellas.
I mean, it's been... And that one's been open for a little
that
bit.
That might be one of the better Yellowstone picks that I've tasted.
Yeah, let's see. We did that...
a year and a half
October,
ago.
Yeah, October of 22.
September
of 22. And then we didn't get it till, January, February of 23?
March, I want to say.
I'm pretty sure it was the end of February, the first part of March.
Okay, yeah. So literally, it's been open for about a year.
AL versus A8.
Thank you. It did not look like a 7-8. Yes.
Okay. To be fair, I screwed up and I was trying to write these with the liquid still in them above my head. So,
yeah, we're using glasses from a previous episode.
You couldn't put the middle line in the 7 there.
It still would have been upside down or facing the wrong direction.
It's an L that's upside down. Let's call it that.
Oh, my God. The one. The nose on A7.
It is so good.
Dude, you're not lying.
It is pant-dropping worthy.
That is straight-up panty drop nose.
Oh, my God.
John, keep your pants on.
I don't know. Can't promise anything.
But A8's also really nice.
I think Scott knows what A7 is.
Dude, if that's not what that is, I'm going to be shocked. I'm going to be shocked and appalled.
So we just have 1920 versus Knob Creek now.
Yeah.
Just power of deduction.
I'm saying process of elimination is what it really is.
I have a guess which one's which.
Wow.
The nose on 8 is, it's not bad, but it's not A7.
No. It's not.
No, it's not.
Looks like our tiebreaker already is locked in.
A8 doesn't have as much complexity as A7.
A8's got this ethanol taste that goes all the way through the
which I have a guess program. Of which one that is out of the two.
Yeah.
I'm about to say by process of elimination, I can almost tell you what this is.
One is going to be usually my John just mixed them.
I have my answer locked in already.
I do too, but I'm still trying to give them a fair play, but one is definitely better than the other.
I think this is going to be unanimous.
A7.
Yeah.
A7. A7.
Wow, this is quick. I'm going to A7.
Yep. All right. A7, Jared. Is that 1920?
It better be.
If it's not, I'm going to kick myself in the ass.
That's a leaping gazelle there.
A7.
Don't be a dick, Jared.
There.
Yeah, our peanut gallery.
1920. I was pretty sure.
Because the ethanol is usually what I get when it comes to Knob Creek.
Yeah.
Certain
picks are that way. That being said, I mean, it's not a bad pour.
No,
but dude, there's just 1920. Just
not when you're comparing to 1920.
Yeah,
1920 slaps.
1920 slaps. All right, yeah. So we got the final of this round running through.
So Old Granddad 114 beat out Bardstown Bourbon Company Disco. Yellowstone, a single barrel, beat out Wild Turkey Rare Breed. Jack Daniels beat Chattanooga Whiskey.
And by the way, that was Disco 10, correct?
I think it's actually Disco 11.
Jared.
Disco 10 or Disco 11, Peanut Gallery? 10.
Sorry.
And 1920 just beat Jack Daniels. So you have Old Granddad versus Yellowstone. You have Jack Daniels versus 1920.
All right. Two Brown Foremans. How's that? Y'all on your randomizing bullshit, man. Y'all put all the Brown Foreman stuff up against each other.
I spun the thing. It picked it out.
I get it. Listen, like I said, I was not going to argue with you guys the day that we did that, but it is odd that, like, I think in, like, bracket one, it's like Brown Foreman versus Heaven Hill versus Heaven Hill.
Hey. Bracket one has Old Forester 100 versus Jack Daniel Bottom Line.
So Brown Foreman.
Which is basically.
And I think so the other one's Heaven Hill, which is like Evan Williams and JTS, which are both Heaven Hill. All right. So,
yes, they are. Then you got Angels Envy Rye versus 1910.
So let's see. Wes Henderson worked for Brown Foreman for 35 years before he left and went to Brown, did his own thing.
Yeah.
So basically Brown Foreman versus Brown Foreman.
Yeah. Buffalo Trace versus Maker's Mark 46.
All right. So
there's the oddballs. All the Old Foes made it past round one because Old Foe Rye's got to go against Wilderness Rye. And Jack
Daniels. That's going to be a hard one, dude.
That will be.
Jack Daniels versus Redwood.
Huh, there you go.
Then you got Old Granddad versus Yellowstone.
I think the next step up in the bracket is going to take more discernment.
Well, some of these were already hard to figure out to begin with.
Now, please understand, whenever we're talking about the Yellowstone pick, it was a pick that we went on, and you can pretty much find most picks for Yellowstone in any store in Kentucky right now, whether it be Kroger, Liquor Barn.
I think they're pretty well.
Total Wine.
They're fairly nationwide distributed, especially the Yellowstone picks, right?
Yep.
And ours is a 102 versus the 109 or the
119, 115?
115.
Well, 115. Because we tried, whenever we did the pick, we did four. It was like 102, 105, 109.
There was only three. There was nine glasses in front of us for three different barrels.
You're right.
Yeah, there were three different options that you had. Yeah. It was 102, I think. I thought it was 102, 107, 115, but you might be right on 109.
Two proof, that's what.
No. I get it. I just, for some strange reason, I just feel like people are always like 107. 107 is the perfect blah, blah, blah. 107, you know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of people do that because of Antique 107 and its popularity.
I mean, you look at how many 107s are out there.
That's what I'm saying. So.
Yeah.
But. All right. Well, that's our episode of Bourbon Barrel Talk. You can find us on Facebook, the Instagram, or the X. Make sure you hit the subscribe button, whether you're listening to my favorite, which is Spotify, or iTunes, or even Google Podcasts, Pandora. We're everywhere you want to find a podcast. So this is Scott, Johnny Tsunami, Nick, and Carl signing off. Peace out.
See ya.
Peace.
Good night.